KX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Warning people to be careful about getting bird flu from birds or cattle. Federal health officials after the first known incidents of a person getting infected from cattle. ABC's M. Nguyen.
Calmaine Foods, the nation's largest supplier of eggs behind major brands like Eggland's Best, halting production and killing about 2 million chickens to prevent the illness from spreading.
After the Israeli military's raid on Gaza's largest hospital, aid officials are there seeing total destruction, they say. At the scene, World Health Organization Dr. Ayadil Sarabekov.
Total destruction everywhere, and the most important, there's a smell of sewage and of the rotten bodies around me.
Israeli officials say Hamas used the Al-Shifa and other hospitals as bases of operations. Millions of bags of liquid laundry detergent pods are being recalled in the U.S. and Canada. Tide, Gain, Ace, and Ariel. Defective packaging could let kids open them. This is ABC News. A top military commander has renewed Iran's promise to retaliate after an airstrike earlier this week widely blamed on Israel. The attack destroyed Iran's consulate in Syria, killing 12 people, including two elite Iranian generals. One other Iranian general on the Joint Chief of Staff told mourners gathered today for a funeral that Iran will decide when and how an operation to take revenge will happen. This is reported slowing down. An Iceland volcano that has erupted three times since December. Officials say just one crater is erupting and the active lava flow is confined close to the volcanic core. Iceland Civil Defense lowered the level of alert for the area from emergency level to danger level, and the nearby Blue Lagoon Geothermal Spa, one of Iceland's biggest tourist attractions, was to reopen to tourists, say local news outlets. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk.
And I can just now hear somebody going, it sounds like you guys are supporting public schools. They indoctrinate people. You know what? If they indoctrinate people towards democratic ideals, well, then I guess I'm an indoctrinator. You know, if you're not defending democracy, again, I'm concerned about what you really do support.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, the Rousers. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
Happy Saturday night, everybody. Welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media, original local music from Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker, Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by White Curt Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or online at whitekurt-lakepoint.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. You can see the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Wendy Schneider is joining us in just a couple minutes, but first, a double dip of brand new Eddie 8 Dynamite. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Dimensional, it doesn't matter, girl, I can't get you out of my head. You pose for the Sears catalog, but I think that you pose for me. I fell in love with you, now you know it's true, my girl, we'll fill the leads for the dream.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Eddie 8 Dynamite and Bright Tomorrows. A Girlfriend on Page 43 before that. That is brand new music from Eddie 8 Dynamite.
How did they get together to record that?
Well, it's been in the works for a while.
Really?
And then
quietly.
One day, Tim Buttsexy dropped it on us, and it was wonderful.
Wow.
Poppy punk, I love it.
I should have known you were just talking to Dano last week.
I was, yes.
Now you see you've been holding out on information.
Right. Dano's not in Eddie 8 Dynamite anymore.
No. Oh, really?
No. Oh, it's a whole new lineup except for Tim. You know, it's Tim Benham. I think Deegan is in the band. Oh, God. Tim just told me this.
We need accurate information because this is all new to me, Jimmy.
All right. We'll circle back to that, okay?
Okay.
Because it'll take me a minute to find it. I have it. It'll just take me a minute to find it. Anyway, get the new Eddie 8 Dynamite because it's really good. Hope you're all having a great evening. Jimmy K. Rocker with you, Max Inc. on Civic Media, broadcasting to the state of Wisconsin. If you don't have the Civic Media app on your phone, what are you waiting for? Get it right now. CivicMedia.us. We have a nice link for you, too, at at MaxIncRadio.com. Rocker, I'm excited. I'm tripping over my word because I'm excited about our next guest.
Jimmy, Angels of Dirt. It's a documentary by Wendy Schneider. The story is about Charlotte Canes and the fearless women who race motorcycles. Schneider charts the life and career of the amazing Charlotte Canes and a small-town girl who grows up among the racers and pit mechanics at a rural Wisconsin motorcycle track. Wendy Schneider, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hi, Rocker. Hi, Jimmy K.
It's great to have you.
It's very nice to hear both. It's great to be on your show.
It's great to have you on our show. So what are you up to tonight? What's going on? What's shaking in Wendy Schneider's world tonight?
Absolutely nothing. You know, I made a stir fry. I'm hydrating. I'm going to listen to a little like psychedelic mix on YouTube later to zone out. You know, tomorrow's probably the biggest day in my adult life, I think, you know. So the film is going to premiere at the Wisconsin Film Festival at the Barrymore Theater at 7 p.m. It's been 17 years in the making, and wow. It's a lot to take in. I don't really want to say I'm overwhelmed, but I'm not, there's just a lot of emotion, you know. So I'm just balancing it. And also, you know, a lot of guests are coming. The ticket sales have been really good. I'm going to see people that I haven't seen in quite a while, you know, so it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And it's nice to be on talking about it.
It's great to have you. Wendy, let's back up just a little bit. Tell us about the story behind Angels of Dirt.
Sure. You know, I would see Aztalan Cycle Club or the, you know, the racetrack in Lake Mills when I would drive to Milwaukee. It's on I-94. Most people around here have seen it. I got curious, started going to a couple of races, and I would see these young girls racing and was very intrigued with their tenacity and their dedication to the sport. It was also when I was filming flat track racing, which is oval racing, dirt track racing, they didn't split up the girls and boys. So I really, I thought it was kind of cool that there was this, you know, intermix of male and female racers. And I decided to start talking to them. So the first person that I met in 2006 was Charlotte Canes. She was 9 years old at the time. So I filmed for a few years, then took some time off after an unfortunate car accident. And then I don't think I was going to pick the film up. It felt really overwhelming back then. And then, of course, as you guys know, Smart Studios closed. And I started working on that documentary, which took 6 years. I was dabbling in Angels of Dirt on and off during that time, but I really did not know what I was going to do with it. And then, unfortunately, we lost Charlotte racing in 2016. She had reached, you know, like a young pinnacle, you know, of being a pro racer, young female racer at 20 years old. She lost her life in Santa Rosa. Well, so I picked up the film. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to ask, tell us what you know about Charlotte.
Well, I knew her to be, you know, like a dedicated, clear-headed, sweethearted, maniac of a motorcycle racer. She was very quiet. She was very almost zen, you know, zen-like. She was a good friend. She was a really well-raised, decent human being. But she was somebody who, as soon as she could learn to draw, was sketching motorcycles. I mean, that was her manifestation of her life started very, very young. Her dad was a racer. Her mom supported racing. You know, she began riding at 4, racing at 5. And, she was one of these people. I don't know whether, you know, and it resonates with you, where you sort of want to lean in and know more about somebody because they're so intriguing, but they don't give you all that much.
Right.
Charlotte was very quiet, almost shy. She was artistic. She was funny. She was a badass.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, you know, how would you equate, you said tomorrow's going to be, you know, one of the biggest days in your life, but I mean, the Smart Studios, that was a huge film. So kind of relate the two films together now. And
yeah.
Or is that even possible to do something like that?
Well, I think that they're both, you know, I really, I felt very passionate about both projects. Coincidentally, they both premiered at the Barrymore Theater as part mm-hmm. of the Wisconsin Film mm. Festival. You know, the Charlotte's more local to the Milwaukee scene, but I think that because people know me and are familiar with Smart Studios, I think they're curious about this, you know, next film that I've done. Mm. It's gotten a lot of really nice buzz. Because I've been working on it so long and it's sort of, quote, finally coming out, there's this like, all right, what has she been doing? You know, kind of curiosity. You know, they were both projects that just took me into a level of dedication that I just, you know, I had to deal with on my own for a lot of it. I mean, I, you know, Butch and Steve were involved with Smart Studios, but not in the production. You know, I mean, we all co-produced that film, but it's a difficult path making the, you know, it's a difficult path to be on, you know, working on these films. And so they're long, they cost money, you have to raise it, and then you have to promote it, which is what I'm doing now.
Well, so speaking of promoting, the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee, the film's going to be shown April 18th, and then again mm-hmm. in Milwaukee on the 20th at the Time Cinema. And so you were just talking about this being popular in Milwaukee. How do you see those premieres out there?
You know, that'll be very hometown. You know, I think that there's a big Harley community in Milwaukee, a big Charlotte Canes community in Milwaukee. And both of those, you know, Harley was the Harley XR750 was the motorcycle that Charlotte raced. A lot of folks that are part of the motorcycle community work at, race for, or build Harley Davidson motorcycles. So there's that, and you know, I think that it's interesting. It feels like Milwaukee and Madison are very distant with regard to this film. Like people in Madison that are seeing it have more of a connection to me. People in Milwaukee that are seeing it have much more of a connection to Charlotte. And people have been waiting for this film. I mean, Charlotte died suddenly. She died and left a huge, huge hole in the hearts of many people that cared about her. And I think that, you know, for me, I'd been working on this film before she passed away. So her life and her footage sort of lived through the work that I was doing. I was always seeing her, connected to her, and creating a story that people would hopefully, you know, be able to see at some point. And now here it is. So I think there's a big healing that's come with this film. That will come with this film for folks in Milwaukee.
That's an amazing story. Wendy Schneider joins us here on Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media. The premiere of Angels of Dirt is tomorrow, Sunday, mm-hmm. April 7th, at the Barrymore Theater, and then at the Oriental Theater in Milwaukee on April 18th, and Time Cinema in Milwaukee on April 20th. Wendy, real quick, we only got about a minute here. How many who of note do you want to shout out that gave you help or who is in the documentary?
I'll say, well, first, also, all ticket sales can be found on the internet, on our website, angelsofdirt.com. You can get tickets to any of the screenings. There are still tickets to tomorrow if you want to go. So please go to angelsofdirt.com and get tickets to the festivals. You know, the shout outs, I did the score for Angels of Dirt, which is really cool. And I worked with local musicians like Chris Wagner from Gaines and Wagner, Joe Bernstein, who is a Howler drummer and also the Kissers, and Crib. I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name of the band.
Oh, yeah. Crib Pooper.
Oh, Crib Pooper, Alex Wiley Coyote, there's Mark Haynes played drums, Frank Anderson. So it was really, it was great to be able to reach out to my network and have folks come in who were trying to help me, you know, like create my vision for what the soundtrack would be. So shout out to all the local musicians who've stayed with me over the years. And of course, the Keynes family, I'm so grateful. People at the racetrack at Aztlam, and people like yourselves who are really helping share the news that this film is going to be out and premiered, because you're not going to be able to see it otherwise.
Amazing.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Wendy, for what you do and for sharing the information about Angels of Dirt. Once again, premiering tomorrow at the Barrymore Theater here in Madison. Tickets are still available. What's that link? Just go to the Barrymore website, right?
AngelsofDirt.com.
AngelsofDirt.com or Wisconsin Film Festival. But AngelsofDirt.com will give you all three screenings, links to all three screenings. So that's the easiest.
You rock, Wendy. Thank you for joining us tonight.
So do you.
Appreciate you. Let's do some Howler. How about that? This is Clouds on Max Inc. Radio.